الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So I wanted to first thank those individuals who have been waiting so patiently online through the teleconference. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the local masjid where we usually have our mehfil has been actually closed the entire weekend. We just came to learn of it when we came for Asr. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And then that became an avenue for us to go to another masjid, alhamdulillah. For me, it's actually the first time that I've been to this masjid. It's a very beautiful masjid, alhamdulillah. And there's actually a lot of khair in it, alhamdulillah. It's a new venue in where we can, you know, exalt the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal. And at the same time, it gave those people who were waiting an opportunity to participate in a very important ibadah that we often don't get an opportunity to participate in, and that's waiting. You know, we get very used to living in a consumer society that, you know, fast food, fast service, everything has to run according to our schedule. But alhamdulillah, sometimes Allah, and we, you know, sometimes fall into this thinking that it's something that we deserve, right? I deserve to get good service. I deserve to get X, Y, and Z in X, Y, and Z manner. I deserve, you know, a good product. I deserve to come to the halaqah and to be spoken to on time. I deserve, you know, to be taught X, Y, and Z in the deen. When in fact, all of this is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla. This is His blessing. And on occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity where it doesn't happen according to our schedule to inform us that number one, it's He who is in charge. Number two, that the ni'mah is from Him and Him alone. Right? مَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla alone. And number three, to also test our own sincerity, right? So, you know, are we just going to sit there for 5 minutes and say, oh, it's getting too late, I'd rather be doing something else and just take off? Or are we going to go and, you know, drive through the alleyways or just wait quietly, right, until that opportunity opens up where we can, you know, even hearing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla is something that is worth waiting for. Even hearing, if we only came together just to hear the word Allah, that word itself is worth waiting for. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful, His name is so beautiful. Everything concerned and attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. In any case, segueing into the topic of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا أَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَغْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِظَالِبِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about those individuals, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِ, that while they're standing, while they're upright, while they're erect, they are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. وَقُعُودًا, and when they're sitting, they're also in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, even when they're lying on their sides, right? Even when they're lying down, when they're relaxing, when they're taking some repose, even then they are in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? They do tafakkur fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard. They contemplate in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and all of this, and this leads them to the conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you have not created this in vain. Meaning that this, all of this that surrounds us is not meaningless. There's a purpose behind it. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And part of the ability to have that perception, part of the ability to see that a meaning behind things, comes with engaging in dhikr excessively, which is actually the verse that precedes the description of these people who are doing tafakkur, who are contemplating. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, right? They are people of remembrance. Right? They are people who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's actually very interesting. For many things in the deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a certain limit. For fasting, there is a certain limit. For example, a person is not, by and large, supposed to fast every single day. Nor is a person supposed to fast on back to back, in the sense that he starts at suhoor, doesn't break for iftar, but just goes straight through to the next day, and then breaks iftar the next day. These type of fasts, right, even though some people have the ability and may even have the eagerness to do that, this is not something which is generally sanctioned within the deen. Similarly, to fast back to back every single day in a row, breaking iftar on time, what we call sawmi wisal. Right, this one sahabi actually do that, Rasulullah ﷺ stopped him. Even though that person had the ability to do that, Rasulullah ﷺ instructed him to fast one day, leave one day, fast one day, leave one day. This is Sawmi Dawood, or this is the general injunction. So what do we understand? That we understand that there are things in the deen, right, which have a certain limit. But one thing, when you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not set a specific limit to, and that is His own zikr, His own remembrance. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullah, O you who believe, remember Allah, dhikran kathira. This is what they call in Arabic, maf'ul mutlaq. Right? So maf'ul mutlaq is brought for different reasons. Sometimes it is brought to show you how many times an action is done. Sometimes it is brought to show the manner in which an action was done. And sometimes it is brought to show, bring emphasis to that action. So if you want to say, darabahu darban, right? He hit him, you say he really gave him a good blow, right? That's what you mean by, you could say darabahu, he hit him. But if you want to say he really gave him a good blow, he gave him a good smacking, you say darabahu darban. So over here, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullah, remember Allah, dhikran kathira, remember Him excessively. So one of the things that would behoove a mu'min to do is to always be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. One of the initial lessons for the many of the salikin find very difficult is this concept of wukuf qalbi, right? So this is the state of Rasulullah. This is something that we know, that Rasulullah did, in the sense that he was always in the remembrance of Allah. كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, that he used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So we know for a fact, we know for sure that this is the state of Rasulullah. The question is, how do we bring ourselves into this state? So for many students, one of the things they say, I'm doing my salawat, I'm doing my istighfar, I even read a little bit of Quran, but wukufi qalbi is real hard. Right, wukufi qalbi, somehow I just keep on forgetting. And, right, and then the teacher generally says, well, keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on ringing, and eventually you fall into it. And that is true, right? That is true, that there is an element of you keep on doing mujahada, and then certain switch gets turned on, and when that switch gets turned on, even when you want to remove the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your mind, you won't be able to. It will always be sort of in the backdrop. It's very similar to, for example, a person gets into a car accident, or a person gets a ticket, even when they're salah, even when they sit down, even when they're meeting other people, even when they're engaging in other activities, eating, sleeping, drinking, in the back of their mind, this is constantly sort of weighing on their mind. Similarly, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person gets into the zone, it also becomes like that they are in a state of remembrance. Initially, students find it very difficult. So one of the things that actually can benefit a student, actually when he begins this, Faja Ubaidullah Ahrar, if I'm not mistaken, it was he who actually placed a great amount of emphasis, meaning that a person who travels this path without knowing this basic concept has basically lost the tariqah. Right, he's lost the path. So what is this basic? This is what was sometimes termed fas and fas. Sometimes it's called hosh hardam. And the general concept is that a person becomes more cognizant of their own breathing. Alright, becomes more cognizant of their every ingress and egress of their breath. Every inspiration and every expiration. So that as they become aware of it, the goal is that no single breath, neither is it taken, nor does it leave a human body, the human, nor even the space or amount of time that goes between the inspiration and the expiration. Meaning that there's no single piece of moment of time except that it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That's This is a very sort of core concept. So one of the ways that you do this is becoming more aware that we are breathing, because even every breath that we take is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla. The fact that we don't remember to breathe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget or doesn't, and He's never heedless of His creation. He is alive, He is active, He is engaged in His creation, and He keeps our lungs breathing every single moment, right? He keeps our heart beating every single moment. And just as our heart, right, our spiritual heart becomes synced into the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla, similarly, when one becomes aware that I am also breathing, you should make sure that not a single breath goes from my body, except that I am. There's one of two choices: either that when you're taking that breath, you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or number two, that when you're taking that breath, you have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? You're in a state of ghafla. And we want to be amongst those individuals where every single breath goes, whether it's going in or whether it's going out, that not a single breath is taken from our life, except that we are cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This God consciousness comes into our life. Right? This was the state of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is one way that we can bring ourselves to come into that state, becoming aware. Now, no one forgets to breathe. Right? No one forgets to breathe. And when you're actually breathing, right? When you're actually breathing, one of the things that people don't understand is that you're feeding your body. Right? It is actually food for your body, because when you take breath, inspiration, what's happening? You're taking air in, right? And air has many different volatile gases. It's actually going down your bronchi, down the windpipe, all the way into your lungs, down to the alveoli, and there in the lungs, there's these like round spaces, round structures, and around these round structures, there's capillaries. Right? And what the capillaries do, the blood is running through those capillaries, and when the blood is running through there, the oxygen that's in that round structure, it gets transferred into the capillaries, right? Into the red blood cells, the hemoglobin. They capture the oxygen and then they take it back to the heart. And then the heart pumps it out to the rest of the body such that it goes down to every, it tries to get to, it diffuses to every single cell in our entire body. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Hundreds and thousands, if not millions of billions of cells within the human body, and not a single one, right? And each one is being supplied oxygen. And then those cells take that oxygen and they use it through oxidative phosphorylation to generate ATP, which they use for the generation of energy. So when we're taking breaths, we're physically feeding our body energy that it needs to survive. Right? That's why a person can't actually survive underwater. That's why a person needs to breathe. So the same way that our physical body needs breath to physically sustain itself, also our spiritual soul also needs the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spiritually sustain itself. And the way that we do that, right? So the same way that we never forget to breathe, we should also sink ourselves in such a way that we don't forget to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those, right? I mean, this is the stuff that even Westerners, they actually write songs about, right? Every step I take, every breath I take, right? I'll be thinking of you or whatever, right? I'll be loving you. This is something that even Westerners can do this for the false idols that they erect, right? False idols of their beloved, false idols of their girlfriend, false idols of whatever, right? Some people have the false idol of money. Not a breath goes except they're thinking about it. Right, we are people, we are Ahlullah, right? We are the people, we want to be from the Awliya Allah, I should say. Right? We want to be from those people who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what type of friend is it that forgets his friend? Right? What type of friendship is that? What type of love is that you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who have the state of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was always cognizant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And actually, you can actually think of this cognizance in three different ways. I should probably just state this on as an aside before we close. There's three main ways where a person can, generally, you know, is admissible for one to remain in the remembrance of Allah. Number one, that, you know, his heart is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we call dhikri qalbi. Number two, and then, you know, for those who are actually on their lessons, they'll understand that once that gets activated, then that heart is actually in the remembrance of Allah. That's way number one. Number two is that when any single situation presents itself, before you, you think, what does the sunnah concerning this situation? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want in this situation? How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming pleased or happy in this situation? That is a type of wuquf al-qalbi, right? It's not something supernatural. It's actually very practical and pragmatic that you think, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want? And that is a one way to develop into the state, right? So a person might say that, well, I wasn't actively remembering Allah, but in the situation when you went to work and you're thinking, okay, is this halal, is this haram? Should I do this? Should I pray? And you're thinking, oh, I have to catch my prayer. All of this is considered wukuf al-qalb. Right? All of this is considered wukuf al-qalb. So sometimes students, they feel bad, right? They say that, oh, you know, I'm not really good at my wukuf al-qalb. I wasn't actually making dhikr. But if you're remembering Allah, you're conscious of Allah. Consciousness is not something which is affected. It's something which is very natural, very fluid, and very dynamic. So that's one. And number three, and this is generally comes you know, with some effort, is that you actively try to read the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation around you. When a person, and it's not that a person is limited to one of these ways, we can try to bring all of these ways in our life, right? So that we can be fully, wholly immersed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live by that ayah, that direct command by Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, uzkurullah, remember Allah. Allah is ordering us that we should remember Him, dhikran kathira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are abundant in the remembrance of them. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that we should wadhkur rabbaka fi nafsika tadarru'an wa khifa khufya. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to yourself.